Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and how are you tonight? It's been a while since I've done a podcast or a show or a live show, and I know a lot of all the other angels have been doing it and experiencing wonderful show results. Thank you, by the way, to you guys who are listening and who download it later. We so appreciate it, and I know we've got some interesting topics for you to learn and experience. And tonight I wanted to bring one to you. I felt really led to share. It's removing blocks that are in your love life and career. You know, because do you ever feel like you are not growing, you're not getting that promotion, you're not getting that relationship, or you're not getting what you want in a relationship if you have one already? And so, I mean, that is such a challenge, right? And you want to enjoy your life. You want to enjoy career prosperity and love prosperity. I know we all do. And believe it or not, those are the two biggest things that people ask me about when they're doing individual reading sessions or sessions with me, is how to get the man or woman of their dreams and how to have career or business prosperity, right? And they go, well, what keeps me from getting it or having it or achieving it? And I, you know, so when I'm looking at them, you know, a lot of times I go, well, what's your goal? Where do you, you know, and where do you want to be? And how much money do you want to make? Or what kind of guy do you want? And so the biggest obstacle that I see for both is that they don't have a vision of exactly how much money they want to make or what kind of promotions they're looking for, right? They know what they don't want, but they've got to get really clear on a goal. I would, and this can be an affirmation too as well, I would like to have a promotion where I am XYZ in charge, right? Maybe you want to be a supervisor, maybe you want to be head of your department, maybe you want to start your own business. And so first thing you've got to do is be clear on your goal, all right? So what kind of goal do you have, all right? And that's key in your business or your career. If you want that new promotion, just say, I would like to have that new promotion, and thank you for giving that to me. And that's a declaration, an affirmation you can say in the morning or the evening, right? And you're like, well, Tree, I do that. Well, do you do it consistently? Do you do it every day? And be grateful, okay? Second thing is, be grateful for three things that you have already, because the universe will reward you, right? God will reward you. Angels will reward you. Your higher power, a higher part of yourself will reward you with more when you're grateful for what you already have, okay? And so that's what you can do in your business. You can also do the same thing with your love life. Let's say you have a relationship that you already have an existing relationship and it's not working for you. You're not happy. You think you could be happier. So you could say to, you know, make a declaration of it. I choose to be happy in my love life or with my relationship, and I choose to be the best I can be for him or for her. I choose to be the best partner, the best mate I can be for him or for her. And if you're not happy and you want to change some things, you look at what you want to change. I choose to be, let's say you want more intimacy, more romance. I choose to be more romantic with my partner, and I know that in return, she or he will be more romantic with me. I choose to have more affection for my man or my woman, and I know that he or she will be more romantic with me. So say that for yourself, okay, so that way that it will be mirrored back to you with them, okay? And then never, ever, once again, remember three things that you're grateful for, okay? So I'm grateful, like, for me, you know, and I say something I'm grateful. I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for my business. I'm grateful for, you know, some incredible people that I'm meeting along the way that have been great mentors and great inspirations to me. And, you know, so that's what I say, you know, on a daily basis, what I'm grateful for, three things, okay? And so that's a couple things you can do. Three things you're grateful for in your love life already. Three things you're grateful for in your career or your business life. Also make sure you have some goals. Like if you want to, you know, in your business, create a goal. I'd like to have this kind of promotion, and thank you for giving it to me. Make sure you put this, because I didn't mention this before, that or something better, because that way it's not relying on that one promotion. It might be something better that can come to you, right? So don't limit yourself by putting it in that, you know, asking for only one way for it to come. And if you want a new guy or a new girl, just say, hey, I'm grateful for my new soulmate coming in, my new man or woman coming in. and this is what I would like. I want to be more romantic so that they'll be more romantic with me. I want, you know, or they'll be romantic with me. I want more affection. I want to be affectionate so that they will be affectionate with me, the new one coming in. And I'm giving examples. I like a man or woman that is sincere and compassionate, and I'm going to make sure that I'm as sincere and compassionate too. So whatever you're asking for your mate to be, make sure you thank yourself, say that for yourself as well, and thank the universe for giving that to you, okay? And if you have an existing relationship where you want more sincerity, more joy, more love, thank you for helping me be more loving, and I know that I will see that in my mate as well, and your existing one. So those are things that you can say right now that will help you with your love life and also with your career life. You know, and I like affirmations. As I said, you can change all those things that I'm just saying what you're looking for into an affirmation. Thank you for helping me be so more sincere in my new relationship that's coming or my existing relationship that I already have. Because whatever you see in someone else, you see in yourself first, okay? So if you're getting this and you want more, just say, thank you for helping me be more sincere, more compassionate. Thank you for helping me be more sexy, more sweeter, more affectionate. Thank you. And then thank you for letting my existing mate or my new mate be the same, or, you know, too, as well. So that's a couple of things. Setting goals for your business and your career, what you're looking for to create in your new relationship or your existing one, make sure you see it in yourself first and then thank the universe for bringing it to you in your new or your existing relationship. Then you say, okay, sometimes we are our biggest obstacle, right? And how does that look? Let me give you an example of that. I have a friend of mine. She's actually a client. And she says, Turi, the person that I was a year ago, I used to see myself as being the victim. And she goes, that this all happened to me. And she goes, I realize that I'm not a victim, that I'm a strong, beautiful woman. And I just need to move out of the way and let God work his hand in my new relationship, in my life, in my business. And I know things are going to happen. So if you feel, you go, well, I don't feel like I'm an obstacle. I think he or she or this or my boss or whatever is an obstacle. Or I've been overlooked because other people have taken it from me. Really ask and say, listen, if I'm the obstacle that is keeping me from getting prosperity and joy in my relationship, please help me move me out of the way or help me see the way to move out of the way so you can bring me all the love and joy and the career prosperity that I deserve. You guys, that's really key because I'm going to tell you something right now. Most of the time it's us that block us from prosperity in our thinking, you know, and thinking that we can't have it, right? So I'm going to go a step further with this. So you say, well, maybe I'm the obstacle. Well, you know, the universe responds to you not what you think you say, but how you feel about what you say. Let's say that you're wanting a new job or a new career, or you want a new promotion in your career, or you want to start a new business, and funds, or you don't have you can't see how you can get it done. Really, what's going on is, let me ask you this question: what's different between you and somebody who's already successful, who's done it in a limited amount of time, maybe a year or so, got the promotion that you've always wanted, got the job you've always wanted? Or you may hear it, you know, maybe you don't know the person, but you see that person or you hear about it from somebody else. What separates him from you or her from you? And it's really our own stuff in our own head, in our own thoughts. Like I said, my friend, when she saw herself as being powerful and strong, she was able to get great deals in her business. She was able to get the man of her dreams. But when she saw herself as a victim, okay, do you understand, or that she was this abused woman, then she wasn't able to be strong and powerful. Do you understand? She had to let that go. So, you know, you can say, hey, help move me out of the way, move my stuff out of the way so you can bring me joy and love. That's great. That will work. But if you really want to understand what's going on, just look at things that have held you back in the past, right, in relationships. The men or the women have changed, but the only one constant is you, okay? So, you know, really ask to heal those past, heal that stuff within you so you can receive more joy, more love, more prosperity, more cash. You know, a lot of times it's something that we hear in childhood that money is the root of all evil. By the way, it's not money, it's the love of money. You know, I learned that the other day. It's so funny. And, you know, so what that does is it keeps a cap on how much we can earn or how much we feel like we're worth or what's going to happen if we earn too much money. Are we bad? You know, I've had people that have come to me that are like that. So really look at you and how you really feel about making money or how you really feel about having prosperity, unlimited wealth, because the universe is unlimited what it can give you. Or, you know, making lots of money. I like making lots of money more than I do wealth. So really look at that and just ask for those obstacles to be removed from your own life, right? And who are a couple of angels that you can ask to work with you? Well, Archangel Ariel is great with prosperity and helping you manifest great things. So ask for her help. You know, say, Ariel, and I usually do it in the morning. I just say, hey, Ariel, help me bring this into my life. Help me manifest this. Higher part of yourself, because I think that higher part of ourself is connected to God, right? God's like the ocean, and we're like waves in the ocean. So I say, God, a higher part of me, thank you for helping me create this kind of prosperity in my life, whatever that may be, business or love, maybe life choices or health. And, you know, so Ariel is good. A higher part of you is good. God is always great, right? God's part of all of us. And Jesus, Holy Spirit, whatever you want to use, if you choose, you know, to use. And then, you know, you can use Archangel Raphael is great. Because Raphael is the keeper of soulmates and also helps you with health, right? So you can use any of the archangels. Archangel Michael gives you strength and courage. So, you know, just say, hey, Archangel Michael, and you can use them all. Archangel Ariel, Archangel, you know, Shamuel, Raphael, thank you for helping me being a great soulmate. Thank you for helping me heal my physical, spiritual self. And because that way, then you're working on the inner you. Right. And that part, and you're not going on the outside, you're going on the inside. And that is where a lot of this stuff is, or most of it. Do you understand? Whatever you, if you're having limitations, those blocks are usually within you, or most of the time, or all the time in you. That's what I say. So you can ask for the help from the angels to help you remove those blocks within you. You can do the affirmations by being grateful, saying, I am so grateful for having a soulmate that's going to be kind and compassionate, because I'm kind and compassionate, and help me to be the best kind and compassionate person I can be. And in turn, you'll see that in your existing mate or new mate coming in, whether it be a man or a woman. Be grateful for what you already have. I'm so grateful, you know, for the man that I already have or the woman I already have. I'm grateful to be a good person. I'm grateful to be a strong person. I'm grateful to have the job, to have to, you know, three things I do that a day that you can be grateful for. And then also ask to remove the obstacles that may be limiting you in moving and growing, right? And that you need to look at, right? So remember my friend, she thought she was a victim. And when she realized that she was a strong, powerful woman, then she started bringing in the deals and she started in her business and she started bringing in a great guy in her relationship. And now she's a totally different person. Okay, so that can not only work for her, it can work for you, and I've seen it work so many times. But be willing to acknowledge yourself as being one of the biggest obstacles that keep you from prosperity, and you can change it in an instant. That's it. So what do we talk about? Setting goals in your business, really. If you want, you know, setting goals in the in your career, I would like to have this promotion, and thank you for giving this promotion, this or something better. Make sure you put this something better so you don't limit yourself with the form. And thank you for giving me the guy of my dreams that is kind and compassionate, sincere and sweet and edgy, whatever you want. And thank you for letting me be the same or showing me the same qualities in myself. So therefore, you've got goals there. You've got what you'd like to be and what you'd like to experience there. And also that can be an affirmation as well. And I've said this two or three times. I just want to reiterate it. And then also show me the obstacles that I need to look at and remove, or thank you for taking those obstacles in or blocks inside of me so that I can have all the wealth, unlimited money, lots of money, and love that I know I deserve. And the angels that can help you are Archangel Ariel. Okay, she helps with manifesting. Archangel Shamuel helps you with your existing soulmate or finding a new soulmate. Archangel Michael gives you helps you to find your life purpose and gives you courage and strength. And so you have, you know, and Raphael helps you with healing and is the keeper of soulmates. And so when you ask for healing, anything in your life that may be blocking you, then Raphael is a great one. A higher part of yourself, and of course God, and that higher part of yourself, I think, is connected to God. So if you do those things right there, you're going to be well on your way to having great love and great joy. And what better way to celebrate the holidays with a new beginning in all areas and believing that you can have it and it's yours. You know, let me give you an example about it. You got to own it. And I have a friend of mine. We were talking about this. She wears she dresses very sexy, right? And she doesn't dress sexy to catch a man, okay? She dresses sexy because she enjoys dressing sexy. She owns it, right? I have another friend of mine, very, very insecure. We all have been. We all are in some level. And so she dresses provocative and sexy to attract a guy, to get a guy. So you see the difference. She does it to get something. The other one just owns it. So says, this is who I am. And if I'm on a desert island, I'm going to dress like this. If I'm in the mountains, I'm going to dress like this. And, you know, she dresses appropriately. She's doing certain activities. I want to be clear about that. Where the other one says, oh, I've got to dress like this to get a man. So when you own that you deserve that promotion, when you own that you deserve that soulmate, when you own that you deserve great, great prosperity in every area of your life, then it's yours. Okay? So own it too. Use the angels. Use a higher part of yourself. Be grateful. Set goals in your business goals, right? I deserve that promotion, and I expect it to be mine. And if you're looking to create more money, how much money do you want to create? If you're looking for a soulmate, a lovemate, find qualities that you see it in yourself first, and then see it in your soulmate, your existing one or your new one coming in. And I've repeated this now again, but just make sure everybody understands. And really have fun with creating, right? I mean, the world's your oyster. You can do whatever you want. And when you really get that and you own it, okay, it's yours. Well, you guys, here's the deal. I'm going to start leaving angel messages for everybody. Listen, you know, so that's what I've been led to do. So I think starting on Thursday, I'm going to leave angel messages about love, life, prosperity, career, and that hopefully that will help you. So tune into that on facebook.com/angelcoaches and see if one of those messages apply to you. facebook.com/angelcoaches, and I'm going to put a video out about the messages that I'm receiving. So that's what I intend to do. And during this holiday season, so you guys tune in, check it out, see if it's for you, because I'm getting a lot of messages for a lot of different situations or circumstances. All right, everybody, have a great now. facebook.com/angelcoaches, and the first day I'll have it posted will be on Thursday. All right, you guys have a great now, as I said, and I'm doing yearly readings. I'll do it until January. So if you want to know about love, life choices, prosperity, give me a call, and 954-636-9401, and we'll do a yearly reading for you, and we'll record it. But it's really valuable, and it's helped a lot of other people. All right, you guys, take care. We'll talk to you soon. I think somebody's doing a show on Wednesday. Whitney Ladd is. I'm not sure what it's about. And Michael's doing a show, too, as well. So his is at 11 p.m., and hers is at 7. So tune in, listen in. And we've had some other people do one on essential oils, which is Donna. And so you don't want to miss some of the shows. All right, everybody, take care. Once again, have a great now. Bye.